Morning. What an awesome call we've got lined up for you. Folks, it is an exciting time of the year. Hard to believe that we're already in the middle, actually past the middle of October. But talk about being in the right place at the right time. You know, and this morning, in terms of your Vima business, you are absolutely in the right place at exactly the right time to, most importantly, launch this journey, launch this process here to make this Vima opportunity a reality in your life. It is great to be with you. This is an event we do every Saturday morning. We do it live, and we do it because we understand, as you've heard from all of the leaders on the line this morning, that there is nobody more important than you, the newest brand partner. And so this call is designed to do exactly that, give you a quick start, aim you in the right direction, and move your business ahead. So it's great to be with you this morning. To all of the new people on for the very first time, welcome. Hope you have pen and paper ready. We're going to give you a lot of information in a very, very short amount of time, and so we're going to move this along. I'll explain the call format here in just a moment, and of course, to all of our leadership on the call. You know, it's amazing that every Saturday, you know, this incredible opportunity and the amazing organization that we're blessed to partner with, this is why these people are so successful, so incredibly successful. It's because the leadership, the elite leaders and above that are on this call, understand that leadership is something you do by example. And so if they tell you this call is important, guess what? They're on this call as well. And so to all of our elite leaders, all of our presidentials and star presidentials, but certainly to our ambassadors and above, Kaylee Warren, Mark and Sandy Morton, of course, Jed Buenaluz, Dr. Michael Chandler, Lanny and Deanna Morton, Colleen Filicetti, of course, Richard and Rebecca Bischoff, Ronnie and Carolyn Phelps, Amy and David Stafford, Linda Proctor, Andrew Yeager, David and Wendy Graham, Derek Alexander, Luke Kish, Luke and Shawnee Wilborn, Patrick Comer, Luke Kessler. Those are all of our ambassadors, of course, our star ambassadors, Josh Noble, Peter and Marie Francis, Dave and Kim Rasmussen, Dr. Michael Bender, of course, Bryce Madick, Billy McSwain, Adam Wenig, our royal ambassadors, of course, Alex Morton, JD and Ronnie Phillips, Chuck and Sally Wing, and of course, our star royal, Brad Alkazin. Pleasure to welcome, folks, all of our leadership on the call. You know, it is the reason, honestly, the simple idea of leadership by example, it is the reason that these individuals are doing as well as they are in the business. So, hey, let's get underway. Let me give you the format of the call here in terms of what we're going to do, and then we'll give you some basic thoughts and we'll move underway. We do this call in three parts. We're going to do, number one, some basic information. Here's the magic. The magic and the secret is getting yourself to a point every day of doing something positive every single day to advance your business. We're going to talk about the basics straight from the roadmap. Step four, building your business by leading with the product. Step five, building your business by leading with the opportunity. Part two, we have got an incredible interview for you today. Brand new elite leader from Toronto, Canada. We're going to introduce to you a young man who has just in a little over a year's time built an amazing business. You're going to love his story. He'll be on with us in just a few minutes. And then lastly, our leadership component today. The last 8 to 10 minutes of our call, I'm gonna give you three secrets of a great start for a new brand partner. Three secrets for a great start. Exactly the things that I do if I were to enroll you. Exactly the things I would do today if I was getting you started. And so that's our lineup. We're gonna have an amazing 40 minutes here together. So here we go. All right. So when you're thinking about this process, you know, your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, the things that you want to create for yourself and your family, there are some basic things that you have to do, and I'm going to give you three of them. Look, probably all of leadership could give you, hey, they say Tom Ader's another one, it's really important. They're all important, okay? And so, but here's the three that are dominant, the things that really come to my mind every single day in terms of helping people get into the habit of creating a success in this endeavor, in this opportunity. Number one, your dream, the thing that you're passionate about, the thing that hopefully that gets you up every day and gets you moving and energizes you. You know, our great friend and mentor Bob Proctor says what? He says, in the absence of clearly defined goals, we become what? Strangely loyal to daily trivia. That means the routine, right? Last part, until we ultimately become enslaved by it. Well, what's Bob saying there? He's saying, look, you got to have something that gets you up that you're passionate about every single day. Your dream as well as short-term goals, number one. Number two, you got to stay plugged in and do something positive every day. Look, leaders, here's a key. If all of a sudden conversations and communication begins to wane with somebody on your team, meaning they're unplugging, I got news for you, they're going to disappear. Folks, this is so simple, but you got to show up for work. And what do we say? Hey, there's one little event for 40 minutes on Saturday to get you in the right mindset, and of course, you're on it right now. Do something positive every day pertaining to enrollment, either enrolling a new customer, enrolling a new brand partner. And lastly, number three, the secret, the thing that we all want, the thing that every leader wants is duplication, meaning you enroll somebody, what do you hope and pray and do everything you can to help that person do is to duplicate, to do the same thing that you and I do. The key to duplication, in my humble opinion, is the roadmap to success. It's our 40-page workbook, our training system, complete with CD, a simple 8-step system, folks, that allows you, if you'll implement it, if you'll follow the simple flow diagram in the roadmap on page 38, the enrollment process, if you'll not only promote this, but you'll implement it. Here's what you'll do. You're going to create a relationship with that brand new person on your team. And number two, you're going to give them the guidance to get them off to a quick start. Part of what I'm going to share with you today at the end in our leadership segment. Key to duplication, the roadmap to success. If you've not been to our team website, go there. It's myroadmaptosuccess.com. Hey, first things first, sign up for our monthly message of the month. Every month we fire out, I give you a kind of 5 or 6, 7 minute thought about the upcoming month, what's going on, and what some tips to be able to help you. Sign up for it. It's free of charge. But there's an incredible Hall of Fame library there. We've got all of our calls are archived there. And tools, that's where you get the roadmap to success. Click on tools, follow the steps there. You can do that. So, all that being said, let's go to work. Part one of our call today, our basics. Let's begin page 20, step four in the roadmap. Hey, one of the very first objectives, folks, when we talk about building your business by leading with the product, one of the very first objectives that if I enroll you, that I'm going to help you do is I want you to get your monthly auto delivery free of charge. What does that mean by definition? It means 360 points of customer volume from three or more customers. Now, my preference is the Vima 32 ounce. I love it. I kind of coach people to get six people on that. You know, not only the science, but the stories that are all behind, if you will, our incredible Vima formula. It's easy to place, especially family members on there. But that simple objective of getting your product for free begins with step four, understanding how to do that. So what do you need to know very quickly? Here's all you need to know about this one single formula that carries through all of our three product categories, the anti-aging, the healthy energy, the body transformation, right? All you need to know about the Vima formula is it's simple, it's convenient, but most importantly, it's complete. Here's the question that you'll get all the time. Hey, Tom, hey, what is Vima? The answer is the most complete liquid nutrition program you can find anywhere today. Number two, what do you need to have? What do you have to have to successfully go get these customers? Well, you need product on hand. If you've not yet gotten a builder pack, folks, you got to do that. Number one, you need product on hand. People want to know what it tastes like. Qualifies you for the frenzy bonus. Qualifies you for the car program. You need product. You need tools for credibility and duplication. All of our tools websites. You can go to roadmaptosuccess.com, vmatools.com. or to the VemaToolStore.com. Lots of different places to get pick up things that help you, that help lend a little bit of information and a little bit of credibility when you're talking to somebody about the product. You need our clinical studies. If you haven't done so already, print them off in your back office, off your website. Take them down to your print shop. Get them laminated. Put them in a binder. Have it with you that you can confidently point to the science behind this formula, as well as the anecdotal stories. And, of course, the last point is the stories themselves. Go to VMAstories.com. You know that we make no therapeutic claims about Vema or any of our products whatsoever. But I got to tell you, the ingredients, the mangosteen, the minerals create just remarkable results for people. You can read about it there. So what do you need to say? Hey, page 21, 22, and 23 in the roadmap, there's a Vema approach, a verb approach, a body approach. You can follow that through, read it. Folks, here's the deal. As we move on here, here's the thing, all you have to understand. People want to be well physically. They want to be well physically more than ever before. This is not difficult to do if you'll follow. Listen, write these words down. If you'll follow these three simple steps. Number one, let people taste the product. Write the word taste down. Ice cold product, V2s, Verve, body, whatever it is. Let them, number one, taste the product. Number two, share the tools and information. Our Vema product catalog, the Nature's Miracle brochure, any of the support materials that you like to use, okay, that give you credibility in a discussion with the product. And number three, follow up and enroll. You know, how easy is it with a customer and an unconditional satisfaction guarantee, 30-day guarantee for a customer, for you to be able to put six people on a 60-point order, and your monthly auto delivery, your two cases next month is free of charge. All you pay is the tax and the shipping. So step four, building your business by leading with the product. Step five, building your business by leading with the opportunity. All right, equally as dynamic and equally as powerful is this incredible need, folks, that people have everywhere today. 500 to 5,000 a month has never meant more to people than it does right now. And look, all you know, it's interesting as I practiced yesterday with a young man on his approach. It was interesting that our desire, our inclination is first to do what? Is to throw a lot of information in approaching someone, throw a lot of information at them, as opposed to what? As opposed to, hey, taking and make the fulcrum or make the tipping point of your conversation, the need or desire, the thing that they want to change, the thing they want to improve. And so building your business by leading with the opportunity, part one, what do you need to know? Hey, there's immediate income and long-term income. That's all you need to know. Nine ways to derive income. Do you need to know every bonus? No. Do you need to present every bonus? No. All you need to know is this great way to make immediate income, great way to make long-term income. Number two, what do you need to have? You need your favorite DVD. You need, I believe, the best tool I use in a presentation is the perfect business brochure. A simple, duplicatable way that you can walk through just the concept of our two-team system and how people can make money, and then flip it over on the back and show them four steps on how this next 7 days, how they can make $600 to $700 this next week. Not next month, not 3 months from now, but right now. And so a great, great tool to use, and obviously all of any of your product support tools, you need to have those with you as well. So what you need to know, what you need to have, and lastly, what do you need to say? Guys, if I could tell you one secret about effective recruiting and enrolling, it's simply this. Become a great listener. You know, I love what our friend and mentor Bob Proctor says. Tell me what you want, right? And I'll show you how to get it. I mean, everybody should say that. Everybody should learn that and confidently know we've got a vehicle to help solve the problem with people. So somebody's talking about money, you're listening about money or time or freedom or expenses or the car broke down or the water heater exploded or who knows what happened. You know, but people, you feel the stress in their conversation that you have with them. You may or may not approach them right that moment. Maybe it's the next day. Maybe it's a phone call later on that night. But hey, John, hey, Mary, you know, I can't get you out of my mind. If I could show you a way, you were talking today, about the difficulties or the money situation going on. If I could show you a way to how to invest a little bit of money in your family's health, and that investment could turn into $1,000 to $3,000 a month, what would you say? And folks, then you follow pages 25 and 26. And here's the goal of the approach. The goal of the approach is only to do one thing, and that is to get the appointment. Now you say, how do you get good at it? Well, I love what Royal Ambassador J.D. Phillips says. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. And you know what? You'll get good at this. This is just all about conversations. So conversations with other people, helping them fill the needs they have in their life. Step five, building your business by leading with the product. Well, folks, let's go into part two of our call this morning, our success interview. And I got to tell you what, this whole opportunity is so remarkable. Whether you're 22 or you're 62, I don't care. You know what? It reaches across all age lines, all demographics. But let me tell you what is so exciting is seeing young people not only embrace the opportunity, but grow and become leaders of other men and women. And this morning we have I have the great privilege to introduce to you VEMA's newest elite leader from Toronto, Canada, Mr. Nick Carrero. Nick, are you out there?
I'm here, Tom. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
Oh, brother, thank you so much. I know you're in the midst of a leadership meeting, and I appreciate you stepping out to share with 700 of my closest friends. It's great to great to have you on the call. Hey, Nick, first of all, congratulations and welcome to the Elite Club.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, I got to tell you, it's going to be just beginning, and the rate you're going, boy, we're going to have you back on a lot of these rank advancement calls as we move forward. Hey, Nick, number one of our three questions today for you. Take a couple of minutes and tell everybody about Nick Carrero. Tell us about who you are, where you're from, what your background was, and the last part of that would be, how did you get introduced to VEMA and to Verve?
Perfect. All right, so I'm 24 years old. I was born and raised in Toronto, Canada. And, you know, unlike most young people in this revolution, we like to call it, you know, started college, university, I myself was in high school, and school was just really never for me. I was always looking out the window, looking for something more. I just, you know, I wasn't fit to be in the classroom, was never good in school, and never wanted to be there. So I actually dropped out in high school in grade 11, and I went straight to the workforce. And worked till I was about 23 when I was introduced to VEMA. So, you know, I don't come from a background with marketing experience, business experience, or no education, really, to be honest with you. I got my hands dirty for about 7 years in the workforce, and that's why I appreciate this opportunity so much. And about 14 months ago, I was introduced by a good friend of mine who I knew and I played hockey with, Chris Messenger, who was introduced to by Felipe Gabrielli, who is also Star Presidential here in Canada. And Chris actually poached me for 3 weeks. He left me voicemails, text messages, he sent me videos, and I kind of ignored him because I went to work and I thought I was making a lot of money at the time. And, you know, my father being European always kind of taught me to work hard for my money. I was a very proud person, so I was very negative to this. And it almost seemed like it was just too good to be true. I soon found out that obviously if you think everything's too good to be true, you're never going to find anything true in your life. And, you know, at first I was negative and I didn't see it, but I saw Chris, you know, have quick success. And as well, he made a bold decision in his life, and he quit his high school teaching career, you know, to embark on this journey. So that kind of woke me up, and I eventually heard him out and made an educated decision, rather an ignorant one, at the time. And 14 months later, here I am. It's been an absolute crazy ride, a crazy journey, and I absolutely love it, and it's completely changed my life.
Awesome. That's exciting. Hey, let's dive into that emotion a little bit about that very first meeting, you know, because we got hundreds and hundreds of new people on this call listening for the very first time, and you know, an elite leader, you know, you're earning at the low end $2,000 a week. We'll talk about that at the end today, but an incredible amount of money, an amazing amount of money for a young man, for anybody, but certainly for a young man. Talk to us a little bit about, you said you were a little bit negative, a little bit skeptical. What was going through your head, number one? And number two, what happened? What kind of flipped the switch that made you say, I'll try?
Absolutely. It's a crazy story. It was right after a hockey game of mine and Chris's, and I actually went to the game with another mutual friend of mine and Chris's, and I had no choice but to end up in Chris's basement, where I was stuck in his basement with my arms crossed, listening to an hour PowerPoint presentation. And honestly, I was very upset because I had to work early in the morning. But there was one slide in the PowerPoint that I'll never forget, and that slide was, where do you want to be in 10 years? And there was a picture of a nice beach. And I was thinking in my mind, I'm like, I want to be on the beach in 10 years. And the second question was, what are you currently doing right now to get yourself there? And that kind of woke me up. At the point in my life, you know, I saw myself, you know, working till I was 50, 60 years old, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And although I thought I was making a lot of money, I was also working about 70, 80 hours a week, you know, trading my time for money. So what got me was, you know, the point I was at in my life and where I wanted to go, I wasn't doing anything to get there. So I said to myself, you know what, I have to do something different. I have to try something different. And I didn't want to regret not taking advantage of the opportunity and seeing my friend Chris become successful with it as well.
All right. Now, so what got your, if I can get this right then, what got your attention is something sparked a dream inside of you. That slide about, you know, 10 years from today and the beach and then the follow-up thought about what are you doing to get there. So out of everything that captured your attention, what did that cause you to do? So that dream got lit there for a moment. What did you do? Obviously, did you enroll right away, or was it a few weeks later, or what happened?
It took me a few days. I actually stayed up that night. I saw it. I stayed up all night. I worked at 7 in the morning. I stayed up till 6 in the morning on my computer doing research and watching the Alex Morin videos. This was 14 months ago. And, you know, I was just saying to myself, you know what, if someone else can do it, if this guy can do it, you know, black hair, looks kind of like me, then, you know, why can't I do it as well? So I made the decision to join Chris on this journey, and it's been crazy ever since.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, now let's break it down. So this was late in the summer last year. So let's take a look now at your first 3 or 4 months. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that journey from getting underway through maybe the end of December, January time frame? What happened or what didn't happen?
Absolutely. So I started officially on August 21st. And for about 3 months, I would say, 3 months, I was really struggling. And I was putting in the work. I was showing up to the events. I was staying plugged in. I was talking to people. I went through hundreds of people, and I just kept getting no's and no's. My skill set obviously wasn't there at that time. And I just knew that I wanted to make it happen. So 3 months into this, without making, you know, barely any money, I actually made a bold decision, and I quit my job. I quit my full-time job, making literally no money with FEMA, and I put myself in the position where I had absolutely no choice but to make this happen. And after that, it just, everything started changing. My mindset started changing. When I first started as well, I was very dependent on other people. I was dependent on my upline, Chris. And I made a decision 3 months later. Me and Chris had a phone conversation. I said, I'm not going to talk to you over the next couple of months. And we both had that mutual feeling. So I went out and I did my own thing. I actually drove 6 hours, away from my hometown to, head to Ottawa, Canada. And with the hope that I would meet someone who had the same vision as me and see what I saw. And I ran into a guy named Chris Nucci, who's now a platinum leader with FEMA, and he's going to take some quantum leaps and skip ranks very soon. And Chris Nucci led me to about 500-600 other people, and we created a large network out east in Canada from there.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, now, let's back up. There's something that you said in there that's really important for a new person to hear today. Because those first 3 or 4 months, you got a lot of rejection. You hadn't really refined your skills yet. However, you did one thing, and you made one decision that enabled all of this to happen today, and you said you stayed plugged in to the calls and the events. Talk about that for just 1 second, and then we're going to jump to January, February time frame.
Absolutely. So at the time, actually, my family did not approve of this. My best friend didn't approve of this. My cousins didn't approve of this. I had no support around me in my environment. So I made a decision to surround myself as much as possible around the people that were positive and trying to tell me that I could do this. So I was at every single event, even though I never had guests. Even though I wasn't making any money, I made sure I was at every single event because I knew what I wanted, and I knew that I had to surround myself around those people. So I always stayed plugged in the beginning.
Beautiful. All right. Now, okay, about January, February time frame, where were you? What rank were you in at that point?
I hit about silver in February. I think it was February. Silver.
All right. So hold on. This is really important. Really important for new people to hear. So August 21 all the way to February of this year till you hit silver, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, so you stayed plugged in. You kept your head down. You kept going. You didn't give up on that dream. What happened then in February? What changed in that time frame then going forward? And then talk a little bit about the convention when you attended that.
Yes. So February, I made the decision. Now I had a few people to work with to make this thing happen, regardless of any situation. So I actually hit Diamond a month later, right before Vegas convention. I hit Diamond walking into Vegas. I just finished with 20 cycles. And then I came out of Vegas, and my believability level shot right through the roof. You know, it's normal to have doubts. I had doubts walking into Vegas. I had doubts with the company. I had doubts with myself. I had doubts with the environment, a lot of doubts. And what Vegas did for me was it killed all my doubts. I knew I was 100% sure that I could be a lead in this company. I was 100% sure that I was going to be a success story in this. So after Vegas, I lit the fire inside of me. I mean, there was no doubt. And when I was speaking, people naturally wanted to follow me. So I went to my team right away, right after Vegas, and we went crazy after that. And I actually hit executive right after Vegas, skipping platinum and star platinum in a one-month period. And I have to credit that all to that Vegas convention.
All right, now, but those are big jumps. So now, in that short amount of time, okay, you go from 20 cycles to 100 cycles. That's a lot of enrollment. Talk for just a minute about the day in and day out in that period of time, meaning the number of meetings, number of home events, one-on-one, Skypes. Talk a little bit about what ramped up, because something really ramped up to create that kind of enrollment success. Talk about that.
Absolutely. My activity before Vegas was there, but I felt like this was more productive activity because myself was more productive. But I, honestly, it was such a blur. That 28 days was absolutely crazy. We were doing about 10 events a day. You know, us being YPRs, a lot of us had the time at the time. And we were doing about 10 events a day, and I was making sure I was speaking at every single event. I was present at every single event, talking to every single newest person. I was reaching down to my business at that point. I was reaching down to the newest person and helping every single person, as many people as possible, because I knew that's what it would have taken for me to take that jump. And that was basically that month. It was me getting to know the newest person and daily activity. I mean, like at least 5 to 10 events a day where I was present and speaking as well. So it was a crazy 28-day push.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, convention was big. August in San Diego, was that big?
Yes, San Diego was big. I walked into San Diego as executive, and I walked out of San Diego as presidential. So I took another jump, and like I said, I mean, it's through that three-month period after Vegas, you know, those doubts came back in, and then I came to San Diego, killed all my doubts, and did it again. So it's absolutely crazy. You know, thank you so much for putting that event together. It was absolutely amazing. My team loved it, and from there, myself went to Elite, and a lot of rank advancing in my network as well.
Wow. That is absolutely outstanding. Hey, last question for you, and we'll let you get to your team. I know they're waiting for you. Hey, tell us about the future. What are you feeling? What are you feeling inside about this journey that you just outlined for everybody? What are you feeling about now, where you are, and more importantly, your team? What do you feel is going to happen for people on your team? Maybe you want to talk about a few of those people.
Yeah, I'm super excited for the future. I mentioned Chris Nucci. You know, he's in a black chair in Vegas, 100%. I want him. You know, I want to help him get to ambassador by convention and take some quantum leaps that I did. He's built a huge left side in his business. Working on his right side as well now. And you know, on his team as well, we got like 6 or 7 diamonds in the last couple of months. So I'd love to see those guys hit elite by convention as well. I myself. Aiming for star presidential next month and shooting for ambassador by the end of the year. And I'm just super excited to see where our team here in Canada is going and what we're doing worldwide with FEMA. You know, it's literally, you know, I'm living proof of really coming from, you know, not much, you know, coming from, you know, my parents have always struggled. My dad's still working at 50. My mom's Been sick for 8 years, not working, so one income in the family. I don't have much of an education. Like I said, no business marketing experience. So I'm living proof that anybody can do this. And if you're listening right now, there's really no difference between, you know, me and you. Just make a decision, commit to it, and do whatever it takes to make it happen.
Fantastic. Largest check you've received in 1 week, Nick?
About $3,700, $3,700.
In 1 week. That is fantastic. Nick Carrero, thank you so much for coming on, brother. You did a great job. The future is so bright for Nick Carrero. We're going to need sunglasses, let me tell you. I am so proud of you, and I know your upline team, Ambassador Leaders Colleen Filicetti and Ambassador Leader Linda Proctor, I know they're amazingly proud of you as well. Congratulations, and thank you for taking a few minutes and coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
You're welcome. Have a great day, buddy. Bye-bye. Well, folks, I got to tell you, what an amazing young man. What an amazing story. I mean, and talk about capping it off by saying, you know, coming from not much of a background, and yet we tried to really pull out the key things that he did, even amidst all the adversity, all the struggles, and yet he never, ever stopped believing. Fears popped up. He got to an event. He blew up his fears, and he moved further. His belief grew. And you could tell, couldn't you, that every phase of that story, that as his belief grew, his business grew as well. It emboldened him. It encouraged him. It inspired him to take more action. And, of course, here's the key. He never, ever unplugged. He stayed plugged in through all of that period of time. What a great, great story. And so I want to remind you folks that, you know, this call is recorded and it's archived on myroadmaptosuccess.com. It's usually posted there by Tuesday. You got anybody on your team that you got to get everybody to hear that story. That was an amazing story. So click on the library. It should be posted there by Tuesday. People will love it. Hey, last part of our call here in our last few minutes that we have together, folks, I want to share with you in our leadership component today. I want to give you some secrets. I'm going to give you three secrets for a great start for a new brand partner. Three secrets for a great start for a new brand partner. Now look, here's the application. The application of this is whether you're brand new in the business and you're just enrolling your first brand partner, or you have a huge organization. In fact, this is probably more incumbent on the leaders on the call today than anybody else, that as the numbers of new people grow coming into your business, the challenge that you have is the transfer of leadership, that the following three secrets that I'm going to give you, that the following three things actually take place with that brand new person. The concept of today's leadership message is simply this: nothing is more important than the new brand partner in his or her belief level. Now, how do you in the world do, you know, you might say, well, yeah, belief, yeah, okay, what is that? How do we do that? How do you foster that? How do you grow that? Guys, there is, you know, this is this, this terrible, if you will, trap that is thrown out there in network marketing about an easier way and a faster way, and you don't have to do this and you don't have to do that. You just do this and everything's going to happen. Folks, hey, I don't know anybody on the call that's been in the industry longer than me, long time, over 3 decades, and I'm going to tell you the secret. If you want long-term, stable residual income, listen to the three things that I'm going to share with you right now in terms of getting that brand new person started. Point number one is relationship. You've got to take the time to foster, develop, and grow the relationship with that new person. Now, that relationship, it may be, you may or may not have enrolled that person. You might be helping the brand new person do that, okay? But what is the you know, that enrolled this person? But where's the format? You say, well, Tom, okay, I want to develop a relationship, but what's the format? How do I do that? Folks, it's what I call, and I'm pointing you back to the roadmap, page 38, in the roadmap, that simple block diagram that says tell the story, enroll, place a roadmap in their hands, execute the roadmap strategy session. Folks, the relationship, you have a chance to unfold and foster and develop and get to know this person when you invest and you teach your leaders to invest in that little bit of time, okay? And there's no shortcut for this. People say, oh, make it virtual, just put it on the web. Yeah, okay, well, I want to see anybody that's growing as fast as all of the elites in our group are growing, and the reason they're growing is they're taking the time to foster and develop a relationship with people through the roadmap strategy session, using that little business plan 45 minutes where you cover step one, their dream, step three, their list, step eight, teach them how to invite. You've got to invest in that. There is no shortcut to that. And for those of you that are just out there slamming people in the business, enrolling people, I got news for you. You're going to become the proverbial squirrel in a cage, because you're going to be running so fast, and the moment you stop running, if you've not developed these relationships, I got to tell you what, you're going to have a shock in your business, because it's going to go in reverse. It is all about developing relationships and teaching your leaders how to develop that, take that time to develop that relationship as well. Number two, point number two, through the roadmap strategy session, you can establish their first four-week, mark it your notes, their first four-week rank advancement goals. Their first four-week rank advancement goals. Now, I'll just give you, I've shared with you on previous calls, I've shared with you on the message of the month, but I'll share with you what I aim for if I enrolled you. Number one, a builder pack. If you haven't gotten it, we're going to talk about what we got to do to get that. Number two, your free product. We're going to get you qualified for free product in that first 30 days. We're going to get you 6 to 9 customers. You're going to have your product free. Number three, we're going to get you to the bronze level. We're going to have your first couple home events and help you achieve that very first all-important cycle. And lastly, number four, ideally, we're going to help you frenzy at least one time in that four-week period. Now, are you aware? Are you aware? We're midpoint. We just started week three of an RA period. The next RA period begins Friday, November 1. So you got new people in right now. You know what? I'd be centering people, going to work right now, immediately, with the goal of accomplishing those four things by November 28, when that four-week rank advancement period in November closes. So important. Bob Proctor, in the absence of clearly defined goals. Folks, if you're the leader of somebody you enroll, in the absence of you helping them establish a clearly defined goal, nothing is going to occur. They're going to become strangely loyal to the daily trivia, to the routine, right? Until they, and you've heard me say all the time, you got a short window of time. You got about 90 days with a new person to get that person in the groove of doing the business. So number one, the relationship. Number two, their first four-week rank advancement goal well established. And number three, easy action steps simply say this, that you're going to actually execute on their first two one-on-ones, two-on-ones, three-way calls, guys, ideally they'll face-to-face if you've enrolled them locally, where you're going to do their first home event with them, or you're going to do their first two-on-one with them, and you're going to get them some wins in the win column. Now, it's so incredibly important that, you know, belief, right? If we can raise somebody's belief, what do? They take action. If they take the correct action that we teach, right? You then, of course, what happens from that? You achieve a successful experience, and of course, it creates even greater belief. So, easy action steps. The third point: you've got to get into action. You've got to get them, help them enroll somebody, help them believe. Wow, I actually enrolled a customer. I actually enrolled a brand partner, and you've just notched their belief. You know, in their mind, notch. You know, it just etched itself in their mind that they believe a little bit more. Now, the challenge, of course, with all of this, what is the challenge? Not every new brand partner is going to follow your lead. Okay, just look, deal with it. Understand that this is all predicated on the desire of the person that you're working with. Some people have desire. Some people have wishes. They don't have desire. They just have hope. They're just fantasizing. You know, do you wish it that does that person wish it would become a reality, or do they really want it to become a reality? So the challenge is not every new brand partner will follow. And the good news is, that was the challenge, but here's the good news. The good news is this absolutely works. If you center everything that you do on the needs and the relationship, number one, you get their 4-week rank advancement goal established, number two, and you move them into action, number three. Folks, guess what? You're going to begin to experience that magical thing that you want called duplication. It's going to happen for you. Hope you've enjoyed the call today. Hey, just wanted to remind you, our Monday night calls are no longer. We are no longer hosting live Monday opportunity calls. That ended last Monday. But if you go to myroadmaptosuccess.com, on the front page, there are links to calls that are available 24/7, and I'm going to give you this phone number right now as well, 24/7, about a 10-minute recorded call that I did. If you write down this number, 480-927-8662. Again, it's 480-927-8662. That's a 10-minute recorded call that you can plug people in, a guest that you have, anytime. You can say, hey, hang on, I want to three-way you onto something. And you can listen to a quick overview that I did, or as well, we've got calls with Frankie Baskins, J.D. Phillips, and I'm sure many of the other leaders will be posting short opportunity messages as they're far and away more efficient, folks, than really zeroing people in on just a 15-minute segment out of a whole 7-day period. So no more Monday night live calls. They're now 24/7 recorded calls available to you anytime. We want to thank you for being with us today, folks. Hope you have a wonderfully productive Saturday and weekend, and I will be back with you next Saturday. Have a great day. Bye-bye.